2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latino Podcasters Network.
2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latino Podcasters Network. Okay, 2-1-0. Hey guys, this is Natasha with Norteño T10, and this is my first ever podcast like this, thanks to BodPod Media. So I am here with my guest. Please introduce yourself.
Hey y'all, I am Nina, and I am longtime friend of Natasha.
Yes.
Hey guys, my name is Desi, and I just met her.
We love it. Thank you so much for being here. Yeah. All right, so I am actually going to be doing a series called Single in San Antonio. So it is about, obviously, being single in San Antonio, what it's like, and I'm going to get different perspectives. So it's going to be men, women, all sorts of genders. Like, no bias. I want to hear from every perspective on what it's like to be single in San Antonio.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, mira, y'all. I have to ask, and I'm going to ask you both, what is it like to be single in San Antonio?
You're from here, so yeah. I got to hear from you.
Okay. Well, to be fair, yes. I am actually very newly single.
Yes.
I just came out of a 10-year relationship.
Oh.
I know.
That's a long time.
Yeah. No, it is a long time. So I'm pretty new-ish to the game, right? But I'm also single a little bit later in my life. So it's really kind of cool, honestly. But I think my perspective on being single in San Antonio is I'm just not going to date.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
So you're done.
Yeah. No, so okay. So here's my thing. I want to just be like a little leaf in the wind and just be who I am and do me. And if something happens, right, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it just happened.
Yeah, just let it be. I enjoy my company a lot. I'm good by myself. So, but I do find it to be a little exhausting. Like sometimes you just meet people and they're interested in you, like not for you. Mm-hmm. And for me, that is just like a no. Like it's just not, there's stuff now because I'll be 40, right? Pretty soon. And for me, it's like I have so little tolerance now because I've learned a lot. I learned a lot and I just don't want to like, not like lower my standards.
Yeah.
But I don't want to compromise too much anymore because I feel like I've compromised a lot.
Yeah.
So
you deserve all of that.
Yeah.
Don't settle.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No settling. Not anymore. But I think it's like I'm in a really unique position where I enjoy my company. I like know my worth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I value myself.
As you should.
Right?
Amen. Queen.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you're not from San Antonio. Where are you from?
No, I'm from a small town called Yoakum, Texas.
Yes. Okay.
How do you want to say it? I don't ever say it. But yeah, I'm from Yoakum. It's a really small town. Population's like 5,000, almost 6,000.
Almost 6.
Yeah. Okay. But I haven't been there. I haven't actually lived there since I was 18.
Okay.
So I've been moving around, but I'm going on 4 years here.
4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
So mm-hmm. What brought you here?
Well, I went to school at UTSA in 2016, and I loved it. I was like, San Antonio's it. I'm here. And then I went to New Mexico after for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And after I graduated, I was like, man, I love San Antonio. Let me come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back. And I guess it's a whole different world from being in college to being out of college.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I really don't like it anymore.
But,
yeah.
That's the end of our show. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
No, San Antonio is okay. I just feel like it's small for me.
Really?
Yeah. And I just feel like being in the LGBTQ community, it's like I meet this girl and she knows this girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn. Yeah, that sucks. But I guess my time being single, when I first moved out here, I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with this person for 2 years, and it was a really bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been single for 2 years.
Okay.
Out here.
Nice.
And it has not been a great experience. Like you said, it's like people, when they see me, they kind of see me for my looks.
Right.
They don't want to actually get to know me.
It's a problem.
Yeah. And recently I had this girl, she was texting me, and we had only been texting for a couple of days. And it's what she's a little older than me. She's like 30. I'm 26. And she goes, "When am I going to see that ass?"
Oh, come on.
And to me, like, I know I made, you know, my TikToks are just crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm not that person in real life. Like, that's just for fun. But, like, when she said that, it kind of offended me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not just this piece of ass.
Yeah.
You know, like, can you be like, can I take you on a date?
Right.
Right. Yes. And I don't know. I just told her I didn't really like that. So I was like, yeah, it's not for me.
Good.
That's good. I mean, good for you for setting that boundary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm all about boundaries.
Yeah. Yes.
But, like, when she said that, I was like, that's a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. She apologized, but.
Yeah. Too late.
Yeah. You shouldn't have said that.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Don't say that. When am I going to see that ass? Nope. No.
But I mean, like, think about, like, I just don't understand why people don't think. Or, like, for me, it's, I mean, I'm not single, but I get it a lot. Like, hey, do you have a Snapchat? And I'm like, nope.
Nope.
Sure don't.
Why?
Because most people use it for, like, things that, like, I don't want to see.
Because you send the photo and it, like, disappears.
Or, well, no, so you can change the settings
okay.
to where it doesn't disappear, but, like, I don't want to see.
Are you talking about, like, if
junk.
That's their first initial responses?
Like,
do you have a Snapchat?
Yeah.
Oh, I get
like,
it.
Like, guys have
so weird.
Yeah, guys have come up to me at bars, and, like, I'm not single, by the way, but they've come up to me, and they're like, hey, like, not even can I get your number, like, what's your Instagram? Like, I would love to take you out there. Like, do you have Snap?
Yeah,
I'm like, for what?
No.
So you can send me, like, dick pics? Because I don't want it.
That's, like, fuckboy vibes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That is.
Yes. It is. By the way, guys.
We don't like that.
We don't like it.
Please take notes.
And girls.
No, we don't like that.
All orientations.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't ask for my Snap.
Just stop.
If I want to tell you I have one, then let me tell you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, don't force anything on people, basically. Okay.
Yeah, I see that as a fuckboy because – I used to be like that, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah,
really?
They just want one thing.
Right. Yeah.
What
right.
made you change?
Hurting people.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then the girl that I was with for 2 years, she was kind of, like to see it as my karma, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah. It sucks.
So I was like, I'm not going to treat no woman like that ever again.
We live and we learn.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we're
should.
Well, yeah. Some people learn.
Yeah.
Some people change. Some people don't change.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't change, and stop it.
I think we're supposed to. We're supposed
if I can
to,
do it, you can do it.
Right.
Exactly. We're supposed to, like, recreate ourselves and, like, constantly self-reflect.
Yeah.
And just
evolve.
Evolve.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay. So next question.
Jesus.
Which I don't know if this will pertain to you yet.
Okay.
So you might have to, like, revert back she to, like, when you were single.
But I do have a question.
Okay.
How long were you single? Or how long have you been single right now?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a great question.
Because I was curious when you said you're newly single.
I didn't want to ask because I didn't know if you wanted to say it, but
I mean, you can plead the fifth like we talked about.
Right? We did talk about that.
She gonna plead the fifth.
I didn't talk about that.
I mean, I guess it's such a complicated question, right? Because, like, I'm not with that person anymore, and I haven't been with them for, like, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. But I mean,
that's better than what I thought you were gonna say.
Okay. Yeah, like 2 days or something.
She's
I was
like,
gonna say
this
like
morning.
3 weeks. She said this morning.
This morning.
Yeah. Fuck around and find out. All right. Okay.
Oh god, that's funny.
Best and worst dating experience. Not relationship, dating. Like, what's the best date you've been on here?
Ooh.
And the worst date you've been on here.
Okay. You go first.
Damn.
I went first the last time. Compromise.
I don't really go on dates. It's a crazy thing.
Really?
At all?
No. I say, like, I could remember I took a girl to the Pearl.
Yes.
And we just sat there and talked.
I love that.
That was it. Like a worst date, or really, I don't know. I don't really go on dates.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I know, right? Inquiring minds need to know.
Honestly, it never really gets that far. I don't like spending money on someone who isn't going to be worth it. Like when that girl said, when am I going to see that ass?
Yeah.
Immediately it was like,
I can't done. I can't even take you on a date because you just said some stupid stuff.
Yeah.
It never gets that far because most women I have talked to in San Antonio, it typically lasts maybe about 2 weeks because they say something I don't like or they do something that I don't like. Uh-huh. I'm very picky.
Good.
Okay, so picky is good, but question, do you set those expectations ahead of time? Like, hey, I don't like X, Y, and Z, or is it just they do something and you're like, I'm out?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like as an adult, I shouldn't tell you, like, don't say, like, when am I going to see that as, like, I feel like I shouldn't tell you how to talk to me.
Right.
Right. But I think my question is, like, if you don't, like, you don't like the word bitch. But I didn't know that.
You're right.
And then you're like, I'm out.
Okay. I can accommodate that. But, like, I was talking to a girl and it was, like, about communications.
Okay.
Like, she sucked at communication. Ooh. So I explained to her, I gave her a couple chances. Like, hey, I done told you how I felt about, you know, you talking to me. Like, can you give me a little more attention?
Yeah.
And then she started basically evaluating me like she was my therapist.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, you should look in the mirror.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, I just talked to you about, you know, what I wanted, what I don't want, like, and I wanted more communication from you.
Right.
She didn't give it to me. Well, the first time she did tell me, like, okay, I'll work on it. And then, boom, went back to, like, her not doing it again. So.
Yeah.
You only get a couple chances. If I gotta keep telling you to talk to me, like, text me, call me or something, I don't know.
No, facts. Like, I'll say it once and I don't like repeating myself. If I have to, if I really like the person or whatever, then yeah, I will be like, hey, like, I already kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
This bothers me or I don't like this or whatever. From that point forward, if they don't change it, then.
And I like the girl too. Damn. And it's hard for me to like someone.
Damn.
It takes a while for me to like someone.
Yeah.
But I was really into her. And then for her to, like,
evaluate
me like she's my therapist, that was crazy. Mm-mm. I was like, wow.
I think you dodged a bullet, though. And I'm of the opinion, and just in my experience, is that people, I'm an introvert by nature, and so I observe a lot. And I've learned to do that over time, is a lot of observation, because people will always reveal who they truly are to you if you just wait.
Yep.
Just sit and wait, and they will always do it. And for me, that's a big deal, because I agree with you. I think there are certain things where it's like, hey, I don't like that, but if it's, like, workable, like, we can work on it and kind of talk through it, and maybe it's just something that we can, you know, discuss.
Yeah.
Cool. But communication is a big deal.
Huge.
Huge deal. I'm a communicator. I will communicate the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
Can we curse on this show?
I know, right?
It's for adults.
I mean, she said, what'd you say earlier?
I said, fuck around and find out.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, we're good.
Guys, I was like, I know she said so.
No.
But yeah, it's just, for me, it's like I will communicate. And if the person that I'm with cannot communicate with me or doesn't communicate with me in, like, the way that I need to be communicated with, it's got to be a done deal. I can't, again, not compromising on big things like that. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
best and worst date.
Yeah.
I love connection. Again, communicator.
Yeah.
So for me, I think the best date I have had is went to the Pearl.
Okay. The Pearl's what it is.
It really is. Yeah. Well, and it's just beautiful, you know, especially in the winter and at night. Yep. Yeah. Mm. So lots of talking because I love to talk.
Yeah.
Because I need that connection.
Yeah.
Because I'm a communicator. Are you seeing the vibe here?
Yeah.
And dinner, dessert, lots of walking, because I like to walk, and lots of talking. And it was just, but it was also the person that I was with.
Yeah.
Just really good vibes. I enjoy organic conversation. So if the conversation is forced, it's not it for me. Like, if I can't talk to you, if we can't go from subject to subject organically and easily,
yeah,
I'm done. Yeah, if you're stupid, agreed. I'm done.
Oh, not stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I mean when people say stupid shit. Yeah. Or they just don't say nothing at all. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're here to get to know each other. That's the point of a date. Like,
ask me a question.
Right. Let's discuss.
I ask all the questions.
Yeah, as you should. As you should. And I think the worst of that, I mean, you know, that was a great date because it was just, again, the vibe.
Yeah.
We could have not had any of the food or any of that and it would have been fine.
Right. Yeah.
But it's just, for me, the conversation. I need good conversation.
Yeah.
Worst date was like the opposite of all of that. Yeah. Like, and then it was like a double date.
Wait, but where did y'all go?
We were supposed to go to the movies and then it was a double date. And I was younger. I was way younger. But it's like a core memory because it was terrible. And it was like these guys, they wanted to go out with us. And so we went out with them. But they like somehow conveniently forgot their wallets.
Oh.
They were being like super annoying, like loud. And just, it was weird. It was the weirdest experience. And both of us like looked at each other and we were just done. We were like, this is not. Like, we are ladies, okay?
Right. How you forget your wallet?
They didn't. Like, they wanted us to pay for everything.
They didn't.
Right? Make sure I got it all the
time.
They
didn't, though. That was the whole thing. Like, it was very obvious that they wanted us to, like, pay for all the things, and they were laughing and giggling. Like, they were being super immature. So don't do any of those things that I just said. Like, don't. It's not cute. It's not cute. Like, be an adult.
Okay.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
Okay.
All right. For it. Dating apps?
Oh.
Yes negative. Or no? Do you have them?
I have Bumble.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really get on it, though.
Bumble for friends or Bumble for booty?
Date. I feel like, I'm not like that. People think I'm like that. I'm not like that. Like,
I don't think anybody's like anything.
I know, but a lot of people think, like, I'm like this player, they say.
Oh, but you're not.
I'm not.
You're reformed.
Like, I really want a wife.
Right?
Oh. Find me a wife.
Oh, shit. Okay. For anybody out there that would like to...
I am on Bumble, so if you see me on Bumble, close your eyes. I don't really get on it, though. Honestly, Bumble sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
No other apps?
No, just Bumble.
You never tried any other apps?
Oh, I tried Tinder.
How was that?
Isn't that just for hookups?
I feel like Tinder's just for hookups.
Right?
But, okay, so I only got on Tinder when I was in that two-year relationship.
Uh-huh.
It was really bad, and she kept cheating on me. So I was like, I'm about to get on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I got on Tinder. But I didn't find nobody.
Oh.
I was still in a relationship. I was doing it to be petty, but I kept cheating on her.
Oh, damn. That's
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry.
You?
Negative.
No dating apps?
No, fuck that. No, I don't. Okay, again, introvert. Like, I mean, it's just, also, too, I have seen friends that are on Bumble. There's, like, a few other ones.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen what they do. I've seen what it takes.
Yeah.
I've seen, and it just looks exhausting. And again,
sorry,
I'm not.
Bumble.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're trash.
Yeah. Ooh. It's a zero
it's
to ten.
It's just, it's exhausting to me.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to meet someone, people, organically. I'm about the connection. So,
yeah.
I mean, although I was telling a friend the other day, I'm not above creating a very detailed Google Doc and just sending that out to someone. Before we go on
that's
a date.
That's a good idea.
That I don't want to waste my time.
Like
I don't
a PowerPoint presentation? Like,
yeah.
That's
this
a good
is
idea.
Who I am.
I have come with pie charts and personality tests.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Why not? Dude, I'm just, you know, I'm young enough to where I can still be out there.
Yeah.
But I am way too old to be
for
fucking around.
App.
No,
yeah.
I'm done.
I feel like I'm pretty old school with it. If I walk inside a grocery store,
yeah,
like, that's how I would want to meet my partner.
Right.
Okay. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
But Bumble is just there. It just sits in my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe like if you're swiping, how do you know what's
I'm just like
real bleh, bleh, or what's bleh. Not? Like, it's not, I don't feel like it's a true, accurate representation of.
I mean, either is social media, if we're going to go
no,
to that.
No, okay. And I agree.
Yeah. Instagram,
yeah.
No, totally filters. You know?
Oh, no. I don't need filters. I don't need filters.
Me either.
I don't need filters either, but I fuck with them.
I fuck with them. I fuck with filters.
They are nice.
I mean, every now
they're
I mean,
to use.
There are some that I'm on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if you go missing, nobody's going to be able to find you because, like, you don't look the same at all. You're not the same person. Who is she?
Can you share my cousin, please? She's been missing.
Oh.
Well, first of all.
Yeah. That's your cousin?
We don't even know what she really looked like.
Exactly. So I like to go on my friends' apps, like their dating apps, and I swipe for them.
Oh, yes.
I had a friend do that.
I've done that.
Yeah. And I'm like, eh? And they're like, ew. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So well, my friend did that. He made this girl really think she had high hopes.
Ooh.
I was like, why'd you do that, bro?
Yeah. Aww.
Now she's in my Bumble DM.
Oh, no.
Megan, she could have this.
She's just talking to herself in the DMs.
She's like, oh my God, this is a dream come true.
Aye. Okay. It's not. So we kind of touched on it earlier, but likes and dislikes. So the beginning of the relationship, like icks, right?
Okay.
Versus what you love about somebody. Like, what are some of those things that you like about people and dislike?
When we first meet them?
Yeah. Mm. Or, like, first start talking, like, what are some of the things that make you get, like, little butterflies or something?
Aww.
And then also what gives you the ick?
Let's
These are excellent
butterflies. I just like communication. Like, I feel like if somebody's really interacting with me, like, I'm not saying you got to text me 24/7.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, enough communication where I can get to know you. But sometimes, like I said, they don't ever communicate. And I'm just like, well, how am I supposed to get to know you if you don't really talk to me?
Right.
So, like, that interaction with the communication, I really like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are your icks?
When they don't text back. Yeah.
When they leave you on red?
Like hours. But it's fine.
Is it?
I'm not one of those people, like, if you leave me on red, I'm not going to blow you up and annoy you.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to look at it and be like, all right, on to the next.
Yeah.
So I can't really do much about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same. Moving on. I hate when people leave me on red.
Oh, you
I hate it. I hate it.
So, but what if they're just busy?
No. Okay. Yes.
Like, first of all, don't even read it if you're busy. Don't read it.
That part. Don't open it.
Don't open it.
Yeah.
If you know you're busy, don't open it.
If you can't respond, don't open it.
And, I mean, yeah.
And there's, like, if it's a holiday, if I know that person's busy. Now, when I message somebody, they leave me on red, but I see them posting shit on Instagram or Facebook. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, Yeah, because now you're just leaving me on red, and that's disrespectful.
And you just posted your dog running across the street. But you can't text me.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. See?
Man. Okay. I get it.
That's my people ick.
Yeah.
Like, don't leave me on red. Don't leave me on red.
Don't do that to her.
Don't do it to me. Okay.
Don't do it. Text her first and then walk your dog.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I don't mind waiting.
I agree with you.
I don't mind waiting, but bro, like hours or days, like, nah.
Okay, so you're going to tell us your icks?
Mm-hmm.
Or your dislikes, let's use it.
Well, what I guess I'll start with what I really like is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me. Be interested. Let's talk about each other. Mm-hmm. I like vulnerability. I used to be scared of it. I love it. There's so much power in vulnerability.
Yeah.
There really is.
Yeah.
Icks for me, and this seems to happen, it's been happening more lately, which is super annoying, is they only focus on how I look.
Mm. Oh, man.
Oh, you're so hot. Oh, you're so hot. Bitch, I know I'm hot, okay?
That's the word they use, hot.
Hot or...
They use that word?
I have had people tell me that. Oh, and that, God. You know, I get it. Like, fine, whatever. But...
Hot.
Hot. And that's whatever.
I just can't.
I know. Like, I get it. But at the same time, that's fine. But let's move on from that.
Don't tell me something
Don't
I already
me
know.
Over and over yeah, and duh. Over and
no,
over.
Just
to the point where that's all they're focusing on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is a red flag. Yeah. It is an absolute red flag. It's like, I am a person. Like, I have layers to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's explore the layers. I'm more, because this will go away one day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be old. Not. I mean, probably won't, but
you heard it here first.
I think when you take care of yourself, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to age. We all are. And I'm fine with aging. But, like, the youth will go away. And what's left is who you are.
Yeah.
And I'm more interested in who you are and how you're creating yourself and recreating yourself.
Yeah.
As opposed to just what you look like. Because
your
it's
mindset.
Always going to go away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
So ick for me is just constantly focusing on the shell.
Yeah.
As opposed to the person.
I get that a lot. And like, again, like, I'm not single, but I still get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of like, you're hot or like.
It's infatuation.
Or like inappropriate comments.
It's
and I'm
that
like,
lust.
Yes.
Right. But I'm like, but I'm a person.
Yeah.
And I actually do a lot of things, and I feel like I'm interesting and like funny and like, you know, so I'm like, if you really want to talk to me or be my friend, like get to know me.
Yeah.
And like, that's, I don't know. That's my thing. Like there's, like you said, there's more levels to everybody. It's not just like what they look like.
Yeah.
I'm all about the mindset though.
Yeah.
Like I asked this girl, I was just testing her though. I was just like, if you had $1 million,
yeah,
what would you do with it? Right. Mm. The first thing that came out of her mouth was, go on a shopping spree.
What?
I was like, all right, you're out of here. Like, no, that was so dumb.
If
why would you say
had
that?
$1 million, what would you do?
I would
do?
Invest in it.
Okay.
Like, that's the first thing I would do. Invest. Invest, yeah. Invest. And then I'll probably, you know, give my mom, here's some money, here's some money.
Yeah.
Like, but I want to start a business, not go on a shopping spree.
Yeah. I'm why would you spend it?
Materialistic. So I guess, I don't know, maybe she was. She's like, shopping spree.
No.
Okay.
But
how old are you again?
But that's fine, though.
How old was she?
You know what I mean?
23.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
I guess so. Yeah.
I think the older we get, our priorities, because I know my priorities have changed drastically since being in my 20s. You know what I mean?
So you would go on a shopping spree? But that would be the first thing you do?
No, absolutely not.
See, that's all that matters.
I would pay off debt first.
See, I like that answer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I immediately was like, oh, I would give some of it back to like the community, donate, take care of my debt, invest, like all of that, like make sure like my family's good,
everybody's good.
I would take my kids on a shopping spree.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
that's what I would do. Not yourself.
Yeah. No,
I mean maybe like later.
I would take the homeless on a shopping spree.
Yes,
that sounds fun.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
I'm down.
Yeah,
oh like, yeah,
just
let's do it.
Shut down the mall. Let's go.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
don't
god.
Don't go inside Gucci though. Yeah. We're not going in there.
No. Excuse me. No, this way.
We're gonna sit on this side of the mall.
Yeah. Macy's. Just
there
kidding.
You go. JCPenney's.
Okay. Yeah. You can sponsor me now. Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, there you go.
Okay. So, where do you guys find people? I know you said you don't do Bumble. You like organic, but like, where do you find
I
them?
Don't.
Yeah.
Girl,
it's normally
they find
just
me.
Instagram. Or
really?
TikTok. So I've been getting a lot of people from TikTok.
I bet.
They'll follow me on Instagram and then they'll slide in my DMs.
Okay. Like me. I said, I was like, do you want to be on my podcast?
But it was like business. So that's fine. Like, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
But like, the girls that find me, they're just crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've been getting a lot of girls from Cali, but I don't really don't do long distance. So.
Yeah.
Out.
You're out.
And
you're
out.
No long distance.
But the gym as well, too.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's great, honestly, right? Because, like, you're a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Like, and that's also kind of a thing for me is, like, I also would like to be with someone who likes things that I like.
Exactly.
You can't be told. I mean, you can be different, but not, like, so different that you can't relate.
Yeah.
You know?
I would definitely try to, like, motivate my person or who I'm getting to know, like, hey, you want to go work out with me? Like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they're really not into it, I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is.
Well, because that's such a big part of who you are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm there every day.
Yeah.
All day, probably.
Please train me.
I got you.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Sessions.
Yes. All right. I miss working out. Anyway.
It is fun.
It's good stuff.
So you don't meet them. They just
they meet you.
Yeah,
they do.
Oh god.
Or I mean sometimes or I just like pick them out. I don't know, like I'm not focused on
you're
it.
Just like walking through the street and someone's like, hey, you're hot,
and I'm like, fuck you, like no,
okay,
I'm not that savage. I mean I really okay, maybe I am. But I'm nice.
No, you are nice, but you're also like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't like
a
that.
Savage.
No, yeah, she's very quick to be like, no, I don't like that.
Oh, wow.
Because that's important.
It is.
Like, why put up with shit when you don't have to? Again, people will always reveal themselves to you over time.
Boundaries.
Exactly.
From the start.
Like, I've, you know, in the past, like, I haven't had many boundaries. And so over time, especially now that I'm, like, about to be 40, it's like, it's all about boundaries for me.
Yeah.
It has to be. You know what I mean? And it's like, if someone can't respect your boundaries, then they gotta go.
I feel like me being even 26, like my boundaries, I feel like they're really just high.
But
the old me would have been okay with that girl not communicating with me. I'd have
been
like, it's okay. And then kept it going. Mm-hmm. But that was the old me. But me now, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna put up with it. Cause I really wanna find my person.
Yeah.
Right.
And your person's not gonna do that.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
Okay, so a couple more questions. Love languages. Do we believe in them? Yeah. Are they important?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are important.
And then what are y'all's?
They are super important. I think love languages and how you communicate are very important in a relationship. My love languages, I'm trying to remember my in order. Because my first one is physical touch.
Okay.
I love to be touched. I love to be like near someone that I'm with.
Yeah.
My second one is words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's speak positively to one another.
Yeah.
What are the other ones? I know that gift giving.
More, you got a lot.
Well, there's like
there's five.
Yeah.
The last one for me is gift giving.
Like,
I don't need you to get me things. I need you to, quality time is another one high on the list.
And then acts of service.
And then the acts of service, yeah. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like physical touch, and then it's words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
quality time. What was the other one?
Gift giving of the gifts.
Like, I don't need them because I can get them for myself.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, it's not that I don't appreciate, like, if someone like sends me like a cute gift, just
some flowers or something.
Top two is
physical touch
and words of affirmation.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you?
Top two, just top two.
No, you could do whatever you want.
Mine would probably be the same as hers. Like, I'm a physical touch. I'm always touching somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to touch. But words of affirmation, I was just talking to my coworker about this yesterday. Like, I want my partner to like motivate me. Like, I know I'm a great person, but like, make me greater. Like, tell me wrong from right. Be like, oh, well, you can do this instead of this.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
And then quality time. But then again, I say that, but I've been single for a little over 2 years now. I would hate to change up my routine for somebody.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. That's like hard for me.
Facts. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, why? Why should I?
Yeah. Like, are you deserving of it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to skip the gym. Maybe I could change some things around.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is hard because I do this in the morning. I do this. I walk my dogs. I go home. Yeah. I go to sleep before 9:30. And you want to hang out with me past 9:30? That's crazy.
So that's why you didn't come to my party.
Well, I had, honestly, I had just got off work.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Because sometimes I get off work late.
Yeah. No.
You don't need to explain yourself.
No, you don't. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
The party sounded nice, though.
It was
I bet it was fun.
It's for charity.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, giving.
Yeah. You can come to my birthday party.
When is it?
Next Friday. Oh, it's next week.
Wait, what day?
It is the 30th. Next week.
We are birthday sisters.
Shut up.
Oh, no. Mine's on the 30th, too.
Shut up.
Yeah. I'll be 27.
What? Nice. Me too.
How old are you turning?
I don't ever say my age. I'll tell you off camera.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm older than you.
Yeah. Still, I don't know. It's a thing.
All right.
It's a thing. It's a me
that's
thing.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my birthday's on the 30th.
Shut the front door.
Damn, that's crazy, but I'm having a party.
Oh.
A karaoke party.
Well,
so she won't
at a karaoke bar.
Oh, nice.
I mean, we're not going to tell it on camera, but
yeah.
We can't have everybody pull up.
No. Well, yeah. No, mine's a house party. It's at my house. So definitely can't.
On the 30th?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
Damn, we're missing it.
They go hard.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
I like that. That's interesting. Yeah.
Capricorn.
I didn't expect that.
I mean, I don't even think I know anybody that has the same birthday. I'm probably lying.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Look at that.
Well, I'll tell you happy birthday.
Okay.
And maybe we'll go to your after party.
There you go. There you go.
Do it.
Yeah.
You gonna go?
Yeah.
She's gonna like, yeah.
Last year people left at like 6 a.m.
It was,
I was like,
dumb. Like in a good way, dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, I had my tattoo artist friend. So he's doing tattoos. I had a bartender. I had a DJ.
It went hard.
Stripper pool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
See, I just I want to just do a little bit of karaoke. And then
just come to my car.
That sounds fun.
All right.
I'm going hard this year.
Oh, shit.
For like drinking?
Well, I don't really drink as much anymore
because
it hurts.
It does hurt. My head hurts
now. I'm hurting right now even thinking about having more than 2 drinks.
Oh, wow.
That's my limit.
Really?
2?
Yeah.
It just hurts too much, man. I don't know.
Does.
Like in my 20s, I could drink and then now I'm like, no. Where's the liquid IV?
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all, it's here.
Yeah.
Okay. So last question. What are y'all's real thoughts on being single? Like, I know real we've thoughts. Talked about a lot of things, but like, what are just like overarching, like, what are your thoughts on being single in San Antonio? Like in a few words or as many words as you want. But
real thoughts about being single in San Antonio.
Yeah. Just like after everything we've talked about, like the takeaway, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not trying to include everybody from San Antonio because I know y'all are from San Antonio.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the women that I have met, they're just self-centered.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't, I don't know. I'm not like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That is, I mean, turn-off. We're not like that.
Yeah, I, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to tell everybody from San Antonio that.
Just, but,
It sucks.
Okay, so ladies, stop doing that.
Please.
There's a difference between confidence and like being cocky or being like, you know, like, oh, I'm better than everybody, or like,
For sure.
And like, you know,
those women are like, I know I'm the shit. But it's like, why are you trying to play hard to get? Because I could play the same thing, but I'm not going to do that.
Right. But also, like, why? Like,
why?
What's the reason?
You're not better than me.
But like, what's the reason for any of that?
Like, I think it's fine to know that you're great.
Yeah.
Right? You know you're great.
Yeah.
I know I'm great. You know you're great.
But you're not still not gonna act like that.
I'm not like a jerk, though. Exactly. Like, I understand that everyone has their own thing, and that we're all different, but also all kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know my worth.
Yeah.
And I want some. I want every. I want everyone to see that, though, you know, to see their worth, because it's important too.
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, to be just only about yourself.
And maybe it could be a thing, but I could be wrong. But like, I'm maybe they've been single for as long as I have.
Yeah.
Some of the girls I talked to just got out of a relationship. Some I talked to been as single as long as I have. But it's like they still kind of act the same way, so it doesn't matter. But I've been single for 2 years, but I don't act like that, but I guess I try to build that question in myself, or like, maybe they've been single, maybe they just like to do their own thing. But then again, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe San Antonio's not for me.
No.
She's like, no, don't go.
I mean,
don't
go. It might not be, though.
Hey, those girls on TikTok be like, come to Dallas. I'm like, no.
Don't do it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Oh, I'll be okay. But my birthday's coming up, so I'm just like, year I'm kind of just focused on like my career and getting everything settled and stuff like that. Not really much of a girlfriend, but if she comes around,
then great.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I want a girlfriend for 2023. There's any girls out there that are not self-centered and like to communicate, and we have the same love languages, holla.
Holla.
Yeah.
Same. what was the question?
Like final thoughts basically on like what it's like to be single, even though you're like newly single.
I mean, just from seeing what everybody else has been going through, it looks exhausting.
Yeah.
So I'm just in this mindset right now where I'm good by myself. I am also focusing on my career, right? I have two kids, they're older now, so now I can just focus on them. I can just focus on me. And I'm good. I like my own company. And if somebody else comes along that can complement that.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, let's try it out. And if it doesn't work, that's fine.
Yeah.
And if it does work, that's fine. I'm just not in this place right now where I like want to be with anyone.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Yeah. You was in a long relationship.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But then there are some women, they just get out of that long term and then they're like, all right, let's go.
Into another one.
Yeah.
And you know, right, to each their own. And I think that's fine. But I think, because I kind of used to be that way. I'm like a relationship person. I like relationships. I like being able to focus on like one person.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of at this point where it's like, you know, I did that. And I've done that, and now it's time to focus on me.
Yeah.
It's me time, and I'm unapologetic about it. So
we love that for you.
Yes.
All right. So, how do people find you guys on social media if you want to be followed?
Right. So my business page is Motion Arts Media LLC, and I'm on IG, Facebook, TikTok. Mm-hmm. I'm mostly on IG though, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you guys can find me at the Desi Garza on TikTok and Instagram.
Cool.
You're not going to get my Snapchat.
Sorry. We're not doing snaps.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
That's a negative.
Yeah.
Negative. Well,
thank you guys so much for being on my first episode.
Thank you for having us. Yay. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. We love it.
Yay. All right. So I'm going to have more of these episodes as part of this series. I'm going to bring guys on, guys, gays, trans. I love it. Love to see it.
All of it.
I want to hear from all perspectives. So if you see this or if you hear this and you want to be part of it, slide in my DMs. Mm-hmm. It is at Norteño for Riverwalk Royalty. I know it's long, guys, but it's Norteño for Riverwalk Royalty. So yes. Thanks again. And thanks again to VodPod Media. To Guylon, my guy, and also Latina podcasters, be sure to follow, like, and share.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.